Hey everyone, welcome back to Express Yourself. I've got two very special guests here, two young men who actually grew up in the Roaring Fork Valley, is that right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Tell me your names.
My name is Jace Luck.
I'm Alon Boucher.
And you guys are going to be performing at the Temporary in a couple weeks, right?
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
On October 3rd.
That's right. Yes, don't miss it.
So what are you guys doing?
I'm producing rap beats for Alon and another one of my friends, Hans. They're going to rap over it. We're just trying to kind of send a message about, you know, growing up too fast. Like
kind of running with the wrong crowd pretty much and like kind of making amends almost for it. Verbal amends.
Yeah.
And you guys may have a little bit of experience in this.
Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit.
How old are you guys?
I'm 17.
I'm 17 as well, almost 18 in October.
And where do you guys go to school here in the Valley?
Bridges High School, right over by the library.
Right here in Carbondale, huh?
Right here in Carbondale. Keep it local.
And both of you guys have lived here your whole lives?
I was originally born in Denver. I moved up here in 2007. I spent like half a year homeschooling before we realized that that really wasn't going to work out for us. and I started attending Ross Montessori.
Nice. You, Jace?
I was born in Aspen on June 26, 2001. Been here ever since. Went to the Waldorf School from kindergarten to first grade, and then tried homeschooling, and then CRES, which is the public school here in Carbondale. And then that didn't work out, so I went back to Waldorf until eighth grade.
Nice. Jace, you're making the beats for this show.
It's kind of co-produced. I help around a little bit, too. Yeah. I started it on this occasion, actually.
And Ilan, you're rapping.
Yeah, I'm going to be one of the lyricists, which should be interesting. I'm new to it, but, you know, got to expand those horizons.
Can never... Any other of your friends showing up to perform with you?
We have Hans and Nikita. They're two close friends of ours. Hans is going to be also rapping. We're trying to push Nikita to hopefully, like, sing maybe over the hook. But, you know, got to break down those mental barriers first. Got to get some self-confidence.
Nice. And have you guys performed before?
Not really. I've had, like, vague performing experience, but never with music. So
I've been performing for a while just at Waldorf. We do plays from first through eighth grade and also play music at assemblies or sing, something like that.
Nice. Yeah. And did that sort of help build your confidence in performing in front of crowds?
Yeah, definitely. I still have a lot of social anxiety, but it's definitely getting better.
Hey, when I was 17, I definitely wouldn't have wanted to perform in front of anyone.
Have you tried the underwear trick?
The underwear trick?
The underwear trick. Whole crowd's in underwear. I don't know how well that actually works out.
Yeah, I've heard that forever. Never really been able to do that.
Me neither.
Kind of what helps me on stage is I just pretend like they're not there. It's just me and the other people on stage.
So what kind of equipment are you using to produce the beats?
I'm just using basic computer software. Right now we're using GarageBand and...
Since we're doing a lot of this kind of through YouthZone, we've gotten the opportunity to work with a producer named David. I don't quite know his last name, but...
Ramirez.
So, yeah, Ramirez.
David Ramirez at YouthZone?
Well, he works with YouthZone. He's a translator a lot of the time. He also does a lot of like pure water stuff. He works with water.
Cool.
But he's been an awesome kind of resource for us. So, like, we've been able to go over there, and he has, like, a keyboard, he has guitars, he's got beat pads, all that kind of stuff. And he runs all his stuff through Reason. And then you also have, like, a Reason Compact for your phone. So you can really bust out a quick melody and then just ship it over to the computer and just full production there.
I want to learn that.
That's just crazy.
That's really cool. I mean, the software he uses is professional software, and I don't really have the bank account to support that at the moment, but we're definitely getting there. And with David's help, David's been a huge help in this. Honestly, like, without him, we probably would not be where we are.
The beat would be trash, and we would be trash.
That's great. Yeah. Big shout out to Youth Zone. And hey, I know that that at least I've seen you around in the program around here at KDNK, Jace, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. And you as well, Elon?
Yeah, I do it. I do it from time to time. I like to come in here with Jace and just like listen to music and then just share the music.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear you guys on the air. And I'm just wondering when you got involved with that.
I think I was either 10 or 11 first time I was on air. A friend of mine just told me, he was like, "Yo, I'm DJ Penguin on KDNK," and I was like, "I want to do that." Like, that sounds dope. I want to be DJ Penguin.
So you've been around for 7 years.
7 years.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah.
And you, Elon, how long have you been hanging out at KDNK?
I first started getting into the radio kind of scene last year. I transferred to Bridges High School from Roaring Fork High School. And my friend Tanner Simons, he'd been doing this. Like, he used to come in every Monday. And then, of course, he started slacking out more and more, so space needed to get filled. And so I just kind of started coming in. I also know this guy, Sean. I work at the Glenwood Hot Springs Pool. So this guy, Sean, you know, he runs joints from what I've heard. He always comes and is like, "Oh, yeah, you got to come down, get on the air, play music, have a good time. It's a blast. Come on in." So, like, he was kind of a good influence there, too.
Right on. I'm talking to local guys, Jace Luck and Elon Boucher. They're performing on October 3rd at the Temporary at 6 p.m.
in Basalt.
And I'm really looking forward. These guys are going to be laying down some hip hop music, right? And producing some beats together. Elon,
yes, sir,
rapping. And you guys know, I don't know if you do know, actually, that we're in the midst of our fall pledge drive here at KDNK Community Radio. And I'm just wondering if you have any kind of testimonial to give to how KDNK or the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program have benefited your lives.
Well, it's just kind of given me something to do, more or less, like, especially with music, now that we're like making music and all that too, it's just like, it's good to have positive influences, like creative, you know, exposure pretty much. It's just a positive time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a benefit through the 7 years. Mostly like at the beginning, just because I really enjoyed music. Now it's just like kind of a space filler because I need to fill up my time, because when I don't have stuff to do, I get bored and I get in trouble. And
you know how that goes.
There you go, folks. KDNK keeping the local youth out of trouble since 1983.
That's right.
But it's really awesome to see both of you guys in here, two 17-year-olds expressing themselves in this valley. So get out there and check them out at the Temporary in Basalt on October 3rd. And thank you guys so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.